Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy and darn sexy people. Hi, it's Sunday. Yippee. We are out here in what will be over 100 degree heat. Got to do something about this climate change, guys. Got to do something. Let's just see the world and the word balance regarding the weather and the patterns and all that good stuff. All right, so I have information, of course, always the best information that I bring forward to you is what I walk through myself. So in the ongoing commitment to balancing this whole thing about reaction with my family, this is what I got to, and it says it's for everybody. Oh, look at the surprise on our face, right? If I value myself, I have to go into reaction. And that takes me out of being the God of me, and I abandon myself. Let me read that one more time. If I value myself, I have to go into reaction. And that takes me out of being the God of me, and I abandon myself. So, like, going into reaction is like getting mad, getting upset, having to defend yourself, having to show you're right, blah, 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 blah. Or just being hurt, like I was. So we don't want to abandon ourselves in the power of the God that we are. Now, that came in, and then this very interesting new information came in. Now, I was looking at a lot of different things in my life, and I knew I hadn't quite gotten to it. So Nadia and I got on the phone to do some work together, and she got to the same thing I'd gotten to. And working together, we got to the highest thing. Now, I'm still working on this, guys, but I wanted to bring it forward to you. Be sure that when you are creating with love, you are doing it from the powerful God of you. What we got to is that I could easily move into love, but I wasn't bringing my God power behind it. Now, what it felt like to me was, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, which involves anger, which is exactly what the channel was talking to me about the belief that I have to go into some kind of reaction, anger, grief, fear, whatever, if I value who I am. So I want everyone to feel their power right now. In your heart space, holding love, feel your power. You are the most powerful God for you there is. We want to unite those two attributes together. And when we got to it, we could both feel the enormity of it. That, no, I'm not accepting anything besides what I'm commanding. That's it. And I know the universe has to respond. That's it. So around all this, we invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love and power. And so it is. Okay. Our next webinar, guys, is going to be I think it's the 28th. I don't have it in front of me. I think it's the 28th. And it's going to be on aging. A lot of people responded to my question about whether they would be interested in that in the last webinar. And several people responded, yes, yes, please. So biggest thing that is making us age is anger, keeping the theme going. But we know anger is a secondary emotion. Underneath it is grief or fear. Anger, grief, fear, those are the things that are aging us the most. So that goes right along with aging, because if you're in fear of getting older, which they start instilling us at the ripe age of 50. If you're grieving that you might or are sensing some kind of decline, if you're angry at your body for some of the things it might be distributing to you, you are perpetuating your aging. So that's the first big piece of information. All right, we are going to go to the calls. Please have your questions ready. And we're going to start with Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, babe.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I am scheduled to start a 6-week job this coming Tuesday. No days off, just straight through. I'm getting paid per day more than I've ever gotten paid before, which I've been working on love, body, and self-value, and throwing writing in there and throwing work in there. And so this morning I started with a lower kind of left side back pain, and I thought, well, I'm sending it love. I still went on my 2-mile walk this morning, and I'm wondering if there's anything energetic around that or anything that I need to get into alignment. And maybe we got to it at the beginning of the show.
Well, we did, actually.
Yay.
What do you think we got to? What did we do at the beginning of the show that got to it?
I think it was about the self-value and when I value myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the first thing I heard was, this is great, Lynn, you don't have to carry the burden of not being the powerful God of you anymore.
I love that. That makes me skip.
that's what your lower back is about. Because that's a burden.
Yay.
To, you know, we burden ourselves down when we don't embrace the power that we are.
Yep.
And they told me this morning that the biggest signal the masses are sending out is core belief number 12, which is, even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you, and that's toward our higher self. That's toward
Ooh.
Our powerful God self. So even though I love you, my powerful self, I'm threatened by you, because in the past, when I've been too powerful, people have hurt me. But we know that in the past, that's been created because we had that belief system. That belief
exactly.
system is no longer in place. But we've got to walk out in faith now and embrace the powerful self that we are. Boy, that
Absolutely.
Tied it all together, didn't it?
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Yep, you bet. Let's just balance that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are powerful divine love, so it is. All right, Andrew, tell me what's happened since last week.
Hi, Dee. Well, first of all, I can't wait for your webinar, because if it's on the 28th, which is a Wednesday, it's my birthday. And
oh,
last
happy
year
birthday,
was when I first
babe.
Connected with you. So I'm looking forward to it. It's interesting how you started off with anger, because I had and it's not the question that I'm getting to, but on Wednesday I had an issue with the psychotherapist that I've been going to see because of my car accident and helping to heal myself, and I ended up deciding to leave him. I hope I didn't do it out of anger, because I'm still questioning that, because now I'm having to look for another psychotherapist. But the question I'm getting to the question, because
well, first of all, let the channel address this.
Okay.
And I'm getting my really big yes on this. Are we both balanced? Anybody switched? The channel is saying you absolutely made the right decision. This was not the person that was going to help you the most. Okay?
Okay.
Now, sometimes anger is a tool we use so that we can forge ahead and state our truth. We don't have to use anger to do that. But sometimes, in order to break through our own resistance and fear about making waves, we have to allow ourselves to be angry to do that. Okay, what's your question?
Okay, the main question is, and I know you're not a medical doctor, it's more of a opinion, spiritual advice. I'm still, like, my concussion symptoms, I'm still dealing with headaches, and it's the external, like, big sounds, like garbage trucks going by and, like, on the train. And I'm wondering if there's anything unconsciously that's not medically related that is going on, or is it something that's still, like, just a medical thing?
I get that it's just a medical thing, and they screamed at me before you even finished your question, osteopath. Do you have an osteopath?
I'm going to a chiro and a physio.
You need to find an osteopath, Andrew. Do you know what an osteopath
okay.
is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Medical doctor, but they are trained to manipulate your bones, your tissues, your organs, everything. You know, your neck and the bones in your head and your brain need to be adjusted, or they're giving me the word readjusted. Now, again, not a doctor, but that's the information I'm getting.
Okay, thank you very much.
All I can tell you, Andrew, is my osteopath has, I believe, saved my life several times. Took my daughter when everybody was getting tubes in their ears. He worked on her once. She never had another ear infection. If you get a good osteopath, they're pretty darn amazing, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay.
All right, honey.
That's great. Thank you.
Yep. All right. We're going to Miss Jamie in South Dakota. You're on.
Hi, Dee. It's nice to get to talk to you today. I'm a very first-time caller.
Well, welcome. We love first-timers, baby cakes. You found a great community here, and you'll only hear the truth. So what would you like help with today?
Well, about 10 years ago, I had a medical issue. Well, it turned out in the past, probably just the past few years, probably 3 or so years, I found out that it was a benign brain tumor. And I just went along with my life until 2019. I had a stroke and pretty much had to retire from my job and move back home and give up my life there in San Antonio. And so I'm just wondering, last year I had my yearly brain scan, and it didn't hardly grow at all, lengthwise or widthwise, my doctor told me. So I'm just wondering, you know, it has caused a major heartbreak with my family, and I've just had to get over it and you know, tell them as politely and lovingly as I can that I'm never going to have brain surgery. I've been to a top neurologist and the top place in the country, and excuse me, they've told me, you know, to take it out, but it is benign and it's very, very small. And I just feel like now that I've retired and I'm not working, and to keep my stress level down, I think that I can, excuse me, live the rest of my days like this.
All right, my love, what's your question? Should
can
you
I
take it out
without having their brain surgery? I mean, I've, like I said, I've turned my life completely around, and I just feel like I can.
Let's get to the root of what created it in the first place.
Well, I'm not sure.
But give me a song, any song that pops into your little bean brain.
A song? Well, I'm a country music fan, so it would have to be The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Okay. And if I'd never heard that song before, tell me what it's about.
Living life, and then you die and you have no regrets. And for the time that you have on earth, you're living the best life you can. But unfortunately,
okay.
You die and you're back, and, you know.
Okay. What's the biggest regret of your life? That's a word where that's the key into everything.
A divorce.
Okay. And so what decision did you make about yourself from the divorce?
I was married to my family rather than him.
Okay, so you went into a lot of self-judgment.
I didn't realize a little bit of control with the family, and that's what this is all about, a little bit of control, because they're like, okay, you can have this, and you'll be fine. Well, not necessarily, and I just feel that, you know, if I would go ahead and have it and wind up nearly as a vegetable, I just can't.
Okay.
You know.
All right, Jamie, let's come back.
Okay, thank you.
Let's come back to the self-judgment, because that judging yourself,
right,
is what the energetic basis of the tumor is. So the more you can practice joyful self-acceptance,
right,
the more you can go, I love me and I have compassion for me.
Right.
Okay. the less
okay.
the less the brain tumor, and the less you feed it, in other words.
Right.
Okay. So that's okay. the highest direction for her? Yes. Anything higher? No. Everybody's balanced? Yes. Switched? No. Yeah. Self-judgment. And isn't that, I think buried very down deep, guys. Remember I shared with you last week that this chiropractor got to shame within me, and it was the shame originally of not being able to get love from my alcoholic father. But then when I can't get love from other people, it ignites within my subconscious that same frequency. So for
okay.
you, the frequency of the brain tumor is self-judgment. So focus on self-acceptance, having compassion
okay.
for yourself, loving yourself. Okay? That's
okay.
the highest info I'm getting, Jamie. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. All right. We're going to Peg in Wisconsin. You're on.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi.
Excuse me.
Hi, darling.
Thank you, my darling, to you, too. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. It was my first time. And, excuse me, you had given me very good advice, and I do thank you for that. I did go in for a colonoscopy, and they did find the polyps, like you said. My question, I have two parts of my question. There's, I want to know what the core issue is. Is there what the fear or the thought pattern is that created that, because I don't want to do that again. Have
mm-hmm.
I dealt with it, or am I just cleaning up the mess, or is there more work to do?
Okay, everybody's balanced, anybody switched. You've dealt with it, I get a yes. Is there more to do? I get a no. However, they're saying you should understand what it is. So if anything plugs you into that again, you'll be aware of it. Sheets,
okay.
book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Out of Africa.
Out of Africa. And to you, what is that movie about?
Romance.
Okay. Can you have more of a romance with yourself? You should see my pendulum. It's like a helicopter. It's so big. Can you have a romance with yourself? Can you love yourself? Have compassion for yourself. So you see, we've got a theme in the show going already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So
to answer your question, yes.
That was the basis of it. You've learned a lot about self-love just in the last 2 weeks. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So you have gotten to it. That doesn't mean you don't have to consciously practice it all the time.
Okay? That's awesome.
Hold on.
Yeah, that.
Yep, I'm not getting anything else, Peg.
Okay, can I ask another question?
Yes.
So, a bigger picture. My body has been in a lot of pain since I was in a car accident about 30 years ago. I have done all kinds of work, and in the process have really gotten to core issues of a lot of stuff. But I'm still dealing with, like, scoliosis and hip problems and torn minutiae and stuff like that. Can you give me any core issues related to that?
It's funny. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Not self-love, but self-acceptance.
Okay.
Self-acceptance. And again, guys, I know I give you this information a lot, but the channel is saying go see an osteopath. An osteopath can help your pain.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Is there any higher information? Nope. Just get up every day, Peg, and say, today I totally and powerfully accept who I am in every way. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I just downloaded that. And it just, yeah. I felt that.
Yeah. And tell your body, thank you. You got the message. But you're the powerful God of you now, and you want to freaking feel good, period.
Yeah.
That's what I mean about that power with love, right? No, I'm not doing this anymore. You know, guys, I really believe our health is our last frontier in really understanding that we're the God of us. So many of us have accomplished that in money and accomplished that in our relationships. But we are hammered with the belief systems daily that you have to take a pill, you have to see a doctor, you have to take a pill, you have to see a doctor. And I'm not saying that there isn't a place for medicine and doctors. I'm saying go to your own power first and don't defer everything to them. Okay? I'd never have my baby if I believed all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So go to your own power and what you are creating. Thank you for sharing, but I'm creating this. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Iris in Philadelphia, what's up?
Hi, Dee. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. Is it okay to ask a question on behalf of my sister?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So a little context. My sister just moved to a new city with her boyfriend to start a new career. She started a massage school. And now that they're there and they find the lease, she's realizing she doesn't like it. And the question is coming from her, basically, is it okay? Is she making a mistake, in her words, if she doesn't continue the program? She'll have to stay
no,
in the city.
No, she's not making a mistake. But the first thing I heard before you even got into it, Iris, it's something about the boyfriend, and he's in the way. What's going on with him?
Yeah, great question. So they decided to move together. Because she had this opportunity to go to the school, so she's concerned about telling him her truth that her feelings have changed about the program. That's
her feelings have changed about the program. What I'm hearing, hold on, is everybody balancing me? What I'm hearing is that her feelings changed about the program because of the boyfriend's input.
Oh.
And it goes to my big yes.
Interesting.
Somehow, and it's not really overtly conscious what he's doing, but it's, you know, when people do that kind of passive aggressive stuff that where they go, oh no, this is fine. Oh no, honey, it's fine. Meaning it's not freaking fine, but the words say it's fine. There's something going on, and she's in fear of well, the highest words I'm getting is what he's feeling about everything.
Well, they've been wanting to move. They wanted to move to a new, exciting, big city, and they moved to Omaha, which is a different city, but not very new or exciting. And so they chose Omaha.
Yeah, it's not about that. Oh,
okay.
It's about her moving ahead of him.
Ooh, okay.
That's what it's about. And the channel wants you to know he's not even totally aware that that's going on.
I see,
but,
okay.
It's a true statement, is it, that he comes from a pretty standard, like, Midwestern family?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Where the guy's supposed to be the breadwinner and all that BS stuff that we were brought up with, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's
right.
going on. And if they deal with that, a lot of things will open up for them.
Great. So I've been trying to work with her about getting in touch with her own truth about the program, but it might be good for her to take a break.
When I say it's about the program, Iris, it goes right to no. When I say it's about working this out with bringing it to light, you know, and I mean, is she doing better in the typical sense of how Midwesterners, and I'm one, define this, is she doing better in her job than he is?
Well, the thing about my sister is she's a rock star. She's a genius, you know. She's,
yeah.
Obviously, I'm biased, but she's going to be successful no matter what.
Yeah,
so
and that's
maybe intimidating for people.
That's what they have to deal with. You know, I have good friends. He was a brilliant actor. He's a gorgeous man. But his wife is really, really, really successful in her work. And so for them, he really came to peace with, well, I'll act when I can, but otherwise I'm just going to be the dad and I'm going to let her make the money. And for them it works. But they had to talk about it and know that they were dealing with it consciously. They're not conscious of this.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, baby. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Dee.
Makes sense. Yeah. Always does when we finally get to the channel. It always does. Michelle in Chicago, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm calling to go back a couple of weeks when you talked about seeing, you know, seeing love, seeing money, seeing business, etc. Is this a new way to do the breathing exercise?
Yes.
Or is this an addition?
Yes. This is a new way. It's powerful with the breathing exercise because you are involving the vagus nerve, which goes down your body and transmits to all the organs and tissues, and then the signal goes out. So basically, this came through in Creation Station, Michelle.
Yeah.
And if you hold a state of love and power that we got to today, like powerful love, I'm freaking creating this now. That's how powerful I am. And I'm not going to accept anything else from my body or my finances or anything else. That's it. That's the kind of power we're talking about, matched with love. And then if you just see the word, you don't bring in subconsciously all the, oh, my God, but how am I going to? I don't know if it's possible. What step should I take? You just see the word, and your subconscious and the universe knows everything you mean when you say that, when you see that word. Did I answer your question?
You did, because as I was waiting to be able to ask you about this the last few weeks, I have been still saying the directions and then seeing like the word money or love, health, wellness. But now I don't need to actually say those directions anymore. It's just that seeing those.
Yeah, it's just seeing the word matched with powerful love.
Beautiful. Because this is very effective. I find not only has money come from strange places for me where I didn't expect, but also like discounts or sales or freebies or whatever. So this has been an awesome exercise.
Great, great. I'm glad you're seeing the proof in it. And, you know, guys, just keep doing it because it works. And then you see the proof, and then you know, and then you want to do it. But you have to make it part of your consciousness and conscious living, okay? Right. It's not a one-time deal, because what happens is most people do it, and then they get something that they want, and then they stop doing it, and then 2 months down the line, they don't understand why everything stopped. Well, it stopped because you stopped creating. You create in every single moment. And the moment you're creating in right now might show up in 10 minutes or 10 days or 10 months, but you're creating it now. So if you continue to live in your creation every moment, then creation never stops for you. Got
beautiful.
It?
Beautiful. Got it.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
One last thing. My daughter read your daughter's book. My daughter is 28 and read her book and absolutely loved it. She said,
awesome.
I wanted more. I wanted more. It was fabulous. So
well,
I just
you
wanted
tell
to
her,
tell you.
You tell her that Gabrielle has just completed the second book.
Nice.
And we're going through the editing process, so she has something to look forward to and to join her podcast if she hasn't found it yet. She'll really enjoy
it.
Thank
Will
you, Michelle. Thanks
Thank
for that.
You. Thank
By
you.
The way, for those of you who don't know, my daughter's book is Eat, Pray, #FML, and it's available on Amazon. Wee, baby, what's up?
Well, hi, Dee. Well, okay.
Hi, babe.
So this is so perfect, of course. How else could it be? How else could it be otherwise? And everyone's brought forward so much because this week I've been really dealing with my mortality. Like,
yeah, that's why I'm doing the aging thing.
Okay, and what I am. What my question is, how can we, like, how does the channel suggest bringing together everything into the now? Like I'm not 16, my body's not 16 anymore, but my brain, my ego brain goes, oh, yeah, you can do all of this. And my body says, like Ray Charles, no, you can't.
Don't you think that's a belief system?
Oh.
I mean, didn't you just state a pretty powerful belief there? And I absolutely know what you're talking about. I mean, I used to run 2 miles every day. Now I power walk with my dog. You know, dying for my trainer to get back so I can start working out again now that I've got all my shots and everything. But they're taking me to a core belief around what, well, and they're saying this is, you see, as usual, as soon as we lock in a subject matter for the next webinar, information starts coming in already. This page here. 22. 24. When I'm connected to the I am not safe. Isn't that what we've been talking about? That's how we betray ourselves. When I'm connected to the I am. So basically the channel is saying, Lee, you are saying to yourself, I am the God of Lee, who's growing older and whose body can't do as much anymore.
So I'm betraying my body, basically.
Well, you're betraying your creation.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And that's why they are bringing in this power. And it really is, I'm the God of me. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I told you to respond this way, and I expect you to respond this way. You know, I know everybody dies, but, and my intention is that I choose to go out my own way, and I choose to be vibrant and live up until the very time I choose to leave. Isn't that what we want?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So
and the creation never stops. That was the piece that was saying, okay, well, your mortality is your creation stopping, but in fact, I am an infinite divine being in a human body.
Yeah.
And the creation never stops, and my body just goes back to the earth and becomes one again with the earth, right? Like, I might come back as a bumblebee. Who knows?
Well, I can assure you from talking to many people on the other side and from getting information that, you see, we're going to get into a whole thing here, but we don't reincarnate. We can, but usually we reincarnate in pieces of other people so that parts of us are always coming back to explore the bigger parts of us.
Wow. Okay.
There's a great book that my niece gave me, the Billy Fingers. Gosh, I can't remember the name of the whole book, but just Google Billy Fingers. It's about her bad boy brother and the messages he sent from the other side.
Okay.
But, you know, I've talked to Chris too many times. I just know that our energy and our consciousness goes on forever.
Thank you. Thank you, Dee. That really is helpful.
So we want to go out in the most powerful way we can, because that's what we're going to experience without our body. Do you understand?
Oh, do I ever.
Yeah. Okay.
You
bet, Lee. You bet.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty powerful webinar because it's just up for so many people. Vicki in Florida, you're on.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been hoping you would call on me. Okay, so I want to ask the channel. You know, we were just involved with Tropical Storm Elsa, and at one time Elsa was a hurricane. And from the beginning when it started in the Caribbean, you can easily look at it because they have it on radar, right? I started looking at Elsa going into my love place and just saying calm.
Yes.
Or sometimes I would say, huh?
Yes, you made a big difference.
Oh, my God. And can you imagine? Because I didn't always feel like I was the power of God doing this. You know
but
what I mean? I know.
That's why we haven't exercised our power as God. Because for eons and eons, we've been told we're not, and we don't have that power,
right.
And we shouldn't have that power, and we'll go to hell
right.
if we try to get that power, and, you know, blah,
well,
blah,
what,
blah.
What, and what you and Nadia came up with, I realized that was the missing piece. I would do the exercise,
yes.
and I would say kind of like, oh, I hope this is working.
Yeah, no. This is my command, damn it.
Yes, now I see. Now, see, that was the difference. And also, it's like, I have to just share this real quick. It was supposed to hit, it was hitting my place at around 1 in the morning. And, of course, I was up, and we were getting bands of wind and stuff and tornado warnings and things like that. But main guy that everybody in this area listens to for weather, he actually said this, Dee. Because as soon as he said this, I thought, I think this has worked. He goes, now I want to tell you all, unless you live on the beach, because we can't predict the surge, but he says, when I look at the radar, you all can just go to sleep. Even though the hurricane center upgraded it to a hurricane, I don't see it. And I thought,
yep.
Boy, yeah.
Well, just
oh my
know,
God.
That's why, I invite all of you to look at this massive heat index going on in California
yeah.
and everywhere else and just see rain.
Well, let's do it, guys. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Please let's do it.
Now, that's my other question is, I was one person doing this. Now, maybe other people were doing a form of it. Because I know, a lot of light workers do look at weather and
yeah.
try to,
sure.
But does the channel see it more powerful with more people? Or,
sure.
It feels like it.
Honey,
yeah, okay.
Vicky, we're electrical. Isn't
yeah.
electricity more powerful with more volts?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I got chills all over me when
me
they get
too.
Me
I'm
that.
Almost crying. It's so profound.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so profound.
So, again, I invite this community, do the work consciously that you know to do. Thank you for bringing all that in, woman.
Oh, my
Appreciate.
God. And, I have a suggestion that we should figure out is doing a group weather together. I don't know how, it would
I
have
get
to be.
A big yes on that. And
okay.
And as soon as I said that, the channel said for free. Okay, I'm on it. I'll figure out.
Okay, but what? But Dee, okay, but
do
what
it
about
next
just
week.
Right? But what I'm saying is, what about we all pick a night or an evening, and just do it on our own? But we do it together as a community. Like every Thursday, we're all going to
yeah.
go in for a few minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
And look at all the weather patterns that we want to help.
I will put that on the e-blast for tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, good idea.
Fantastic.
Great, Vicky.
I am frozen. Frozen. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God.
Yep.
What a confirmation.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
For sure. Let me tell you guys, whenever I'm flying and we go through really rough weather, I close my eyes and I just say smooth. Smooth, and I just see white light in front of the plane, and I'm telling you, within freaking seconds, it stops. Try it. You might like it. Richard, I got to make this
Richard,
quick.
I got to make this quick.
Richard in Ontario,
Richard
you're
in
on.
Ontario, you're on.
And you take me off speakerphone,
please.
I have you on headset.
Well, I'm hearing
okay?
myself.
Well, I'm hearing myself.
Okay. Well, hold on a second, and I will deal with that.
Sorry, Betty.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Is that better?
I don't know. Yes, it is. Okay. What's your question?
Awesome. I'm a 64-year-old man who's going to school as a paralegal.
Good for
you. And part of what I'm struggling with is what kind of work I would be best for me to do for the betterment of society.
Anything that helps them.
Okay.
Seriously.
I get that.
Well, if you get that, that literally, the channel is saying, is your answer. But for some reason, that's not enough for you. What more do you want than anything that helps people?
Oh, of course. But I can work in criminal law. I can work in civil law. I can work in...
All of it is helping people, Richard. All of it is helping people. So pick the one that excites you the most and go there. That's always the answer.
Thank you. I thank you, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing. And I tried to get in when you were gone away with your brother's stuff, and my heart goes out to you. And that book that you were talking about is The Afterlife of Billy Fingers.
Yes, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. Thank you, Richard. Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Beautiful
Take
love.
Care.
That's the thank plan. You. That's the plan, baby. All right, my guy, gosh, Lena, you were up next. I'm sorry, baby. Just didn't have time. All right, let's say it loud and let's say it proud. I love me powerfully. I love me. And I love me even more. Woohoo! Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.